You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
You're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. I'm Ricky Tyers from Tyers Tours and Travel, and you can join the conversation at 877-932-9766 or subscribe to our TalkTainment Radio YouTube channel. Our podcast is available. So for today's show, we're going to talk about not being able to travel is officially making us miserable. I'll repeat that. Not being able to travel is officially making us miserable. Fed up about the fact that all those holidays you thought you'd be going on this year has been postponed, disrupted, or canceled? Well, you're definitely not alone if your lack of travel plans have left you feeling lower than expected. Apparently, not being able to travel the world right now, has a huge emotional toll on us. So that's my subject for today's show. We're going to talk about how not being able to travel is officially making us miserable. Making us feel like we're restricted. We can't go anyplace. We can't do anything. You know, this time of year, Labor Day is coming up, and this time of year I normally take a cruise Labor Day. So when I leave, it's summer, and when I come back, it's fall. But this year, can't do it. Cruises aren't selling until at least November 1st. So I've decided that Columbus Day, I would fly to Vegas. No shows in Vegas, nothing to do, but I just need to get away, and plus, I have a free ticket. So I plan on going to Vegas Columbus Day, that Monday, Tuesday. But did you know, the TSA has collected, in 2019, the TSA has collected $926,000 in unclaimed money. The TSA announced it had collected $926,000 in unclaimed money left behind by passengers at checkpoints in the fiscal year 2019. According to TSA officials, the top airports where passengers left the most money behind was New York City's JFK International Airport, which claimed $98,110 in found income. Rounding out the top five airports finding the most abandoned money was San Francisco International Airport, $52,669. Miami International Airport, $47,700. McCarran International Airport, Las Vegas, $44,400, and Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, $40,200. As for what happens to the unclaimed cash, the TSA deposits the funds into a special account that assists in providing critical aviation security programs. Travelers who lose items can contact any of the TSA lost and found offices at the airport across the country to identify the money you lost. So how are people going to identify losing $926,000 in cash? That's my question. Okay, the amount found during fiscal year 2019 marked a decrease in the amount of unclaimed money collected in the previous year, which was $960,000 that was left behind. In recent weeks, the TSA has also reported a bizarre increase in the number of firearms being seized from carry-on bags at airport checkpoints, with guns being confiscated at a rate three times higher than before the pandemic, and 80% of those guns were loaded. Wow. People are trying to get guns on the airplanes and the guns are loaded. What the heck is going on? Man, don't understand that. But we're going to move forward. This just in. This is going on right now today. Professional sports seasons seem in doubt as athletes stage walkouts to protest the shooting of Jacob Blake, a black man who was partly paralyzed after a white officer shot him in Kenosha, Wisconsin this week. The NBA Milwaukee Bucks boycotted the playoff games yesterday, which quickly led to the cancellation of other NBA games as well as events in the WNBA, professional baseball, soccer, and tennis. Players on the NBA's two Los Angeles teams have voted to cancel the rest of the season. In the league, players and owners will meet separately today to make decisions, according to ESPN. So that's what came out this morning, and what they're saying now is that they will resume play on Saturday. Tennis postponed tennis for one day. They will resume play. Baseball will get back to playing baseball. But for one day, all the sport leagues boycotted because Jacob Blake was shot and paralyzed by a white officer in Kenosha, Wisconsin. So moving on to other news. Mom and kids are kicked off a flight. A mother from New York was removed from a JetBlue flight on Wednesday after her two-year-old daughter kept removing her facial covering on the plane. According to 6ABC, the 39-year-old mother boarded a JetBlue plane with her six children in Orlando after a vacation and was ready to fly back home to New York. When flight attendants reminded her to put a mask on her daughter. Now, she's traveling with six kids. This one two-year-old would not keep her mask on. While all the other children were wearing masks, the two-year-old daughter would not keep the facial covering on, which is required by the airline for any passenger over the age of two. Over the age of two. This kid was two. So this lady told 6ABC News she would try. Like, what am I going to do? Tie her hands and feet? How am I going to get her to keep the mask on? She took the mask out and tried to put it on her, and she pulled it off. Again, she's two, and the rule is passengers over two. After several warnings, the family was told they were in violation of airlines' mandatory facial covering policy and was removed from the plane. And JetBlue says their face covering policy was updated most recently on August the 10th to ensure everyone is wearing a face covering, adults and children alike, to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Children aged two and over must wear a face covering consistent with CDC guidelines, which say masks should not be worn by children under the age of two. In response, the mother stated her kids was traumatized and she was also traumatized, and it was so unnecessary. So earlier this week, a fight broke out on American Airlines over airlines mask wearing policy. One of the two passengers involved in the altercation apparently did not follow the airline's requirement to wear a face covering and a fight broke out. So, if the fight broke out, I wonder if that person not wearing the face covering, I'm wondering if they got removed. But this lady traveling from Orlando had 6 kids, and she was removed from the flight. What the heck is going on? I don't understand that. I totally don't understand that at all. But this is just my opinion, but no one can know for sure, but there's evidence suggesting that violent protests like the ones this week in Kenosha, Wisconsin, in response to the police shooting of a black man in the back, helped the politician who many protesters most despise, President Trump. Trump himself clearly believes this, having organized much of his campaign around highlighting and sometimes lying about riots. Polling has shown that most voters support nonviolent protests while most oppose violent protests. Criticizing any protest of police misconduct is what's going on today, and that's exceptionally true when the conduct is as brutal as it appears to have been in Kenosha. But the reality is that nights like the last 2 nights, when the American city has been on fire, seems to be precisely what Trump wants to campaign on. And there's another option available to people outraged by what happened in Kenosha. After all, nonviolent protests, as the overwhelming majority of recent protests have been, has a long record of political effectiveness. That's just my opinion, it's nobody else's. So we're gonna move on, we're gonna get back to traveling, but just to let you know that the fact that we're not traveling is making us feel miserable. But I just want to let you know that you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTimeRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. And stay tuned after the break, for not being able to travel is officially making us miserable. It's officially making us miserable. So I want to talk about this year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I'm starting to get a lot of inquiries about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Will it be canceled? Will it still be going on? I'm starting to get emails, texts, phone calls. Because as you know, for over 20 years, Tire Susan Travel has provided great vacation packages to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. But due to the pandemic, those packages are no longer available. In the coming weeks, Tire Susan Travel will provide more information on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade as it comes about. But this year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade would be different. The coronavirus pandemic will not stop the 2020 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, but it will be different. For more than 90 years, Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade has kicked off the holiday season with its signature entertainment spectacle, making it one of the world's most beloved events. And a statement on the event's website reads, "Following our successful, safe, and innovative production of Macy's 4th of July fireworks, it's our intention to reimagine Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade this November. Stay tuned for more details later this fall." Macy's Independence Day fireworks show featured a week of fireworks throughout each borough and a grand finale atop the Empire State Building. That may provide some sort of blueprint for what the parade could look like. Some is going to be virtual. There might be some small in-person pieces, spread out pieces. It's not going to look at all, of course, like how we used to do it. This is according to the mayor of New York. But the important thing is the tradition will be kept in some way. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade started in 1924, making it tied for the second oldest Thanksgiving Thanksgiving Day Parade in the United States behind only America's Thanksgiving Day Parade in Detroit, which started in 1920. It typically takes place from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Thanksgiving, with a route running through Manhattan and finishing outside Macy's Herald Square in Midtown. The event has been nationally televised on NBC since 1953 and is known for its massive balloons featuring popular characters like Snoopy and Spider-Man. So for over 20 years, Tyus Tours and Travel has provided great vacation packages to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's not going to happen this year. The vendor that I used to provide those packages filed bankruptcy in June of 2020. And we're scrambling to get information on what the parade is going to look like. So in the coming weeks, we'll have more information. But the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, as we know it, has changed. For anybody wanting information on the best place to view the parade, if they actually have a parade, give us a call at 866-547-5362. I can give you that information. There's three places that you can that are great viewing points of the parade. I have no packages to offer, but I can give you that information if you give us a call. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will probably be more virtual and will probably be spread out over X amount of days. So that's what we're looking to for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. So at the top of the show, we talked about not being able to travel is officially making us miserable. Apparently, not being able to travel the world right now is taking a toll. Has taken a huge emotional toll on us. According to a survey, a lack of travel has made 48% of us feel more anxious and stressed, while 78% of those polled said traveling was one of the activities they miss the most right now. Despite the upset being caused by our inability to explore very far, the survey, which quizzed 2,000 people back in July, also revealed that only 10% of the respondents had plans to travel at all before September. So basically, we're also pretty nervous to get back out there in any shape or form. And let's be honest, it's making us kind of miserable. All we can suggest is embracing a little daydreaming. And in the second half of the show, that's exactly what we're going to get into. We're going to get into daydreaming. We're going to get into providing you with the vacation of a lifetime. We're going to get into daydreaming, getting you away from this moodiness, all this craziness going on in the world. We're going to take you to some secret places and just get you away from everything. All we can suggest is embracing a little daydreaming. A study from 2014 found that the anticipation of an experience, such as a holiday, can increase a person's happiness. So why not start planning a dream trip? Where you'll go, what you'll eat, see, and do for when travel is possible again. Just hold off actually booking anything for now. If the thought of having to reschedule or cancel plans again is going to make you more, not less, anxious. So at Tyus Tours and Travel, we put together for your Caribbean or Mexican vacation, we have put together nonstop exclusive airfare to the Caribbean and to Mexico, starting in 2021. And we hope to give you the vacation of a lifetime. But we're really looking forward. We're really starting to book some vacation for 2021. And we just put together our scheduled air for the Caribbean and Mexico for 2021. If anybody is interested, you can visit my website, www.tyustours.com, or give us a call at 866-547-5362. And again, today's show, we talked about not being able to travel is officially making us miserable. We talked about my opinion on violent protests. Yeah, it doesn't work when there's a violent protest. And we also talked about how the TSA collected $926,000 of unclaimed money in 2019. And they say if you want to claim money that you lost, to go to one of the offices at any airport, but how are you going to claim money that you lost? And to say that they collected $926,000 in 2019 and $960,000 in 2018 is a lot of moolah, man. So what are they doing with the money? You know, and they're saying that they're investing the money into aviation programs that protect us. So $926,000 is a lot of unclaimed money. And then we also talked about professional sports, how all the professional sports boycotted today. The professional sports season seemed in doubt as athletes staged walkouts to protest the shooting of Jacob Blake, a black man who was partly paralyzed after a white officer shot him in Kenosha, Wisconsin this week. So today, the NBA boycotted, but it was announced before I went on the air today that the NBA will get back to resuming play on Saturday. Athletes from the NBA, WNBA, Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, and tennis took to their boldest stance yet against systematic racism and police brutality, boycotting games on Wednesday in response to a police shooting of a black man in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The move escalates a season of athletes demonstrating for social justice as some express doubts about continuing to play amid widespread social unrest. The wave of boycotts and postponements was sparked by the Milwaukee Bucks players responding to the shooting of Jacob Blake by refusing to come out of their locker room on Wednesday afternoon for a playoff game against the Orlando Magic. Two more NBA playoff games scheduled for Wednesday night were quickly postponed, inspiring players in the other league to follow the Bucks' lead and causing numerous professional basketball, baseball, and soccer games and tennis to be called off because the athletes would not participate. Players from the NBA and the WNBA has long been at the forefront of protests against racism and police brutality. Efforts that have broadened in recent months after the police killing of George Floyd, a black man in Minnesota, and Breonna Taylor, a black woman in Kentucky, and as the leagues took an extended hiatus because of the coronavirus pandemic. So all that was going on today. And just so you know, in the second half of the show today, we're going to talk about the vacation of a lifetime. There are endless reasons why Sandals Resorts have deemed the best all-inclusive resort in the world time and time again. And we're also going to talk about the Glass Window Bridge in Eleuthia, Bahamas. Take a ride down Queens Highway. There, tucked between the Atlantic Ocean and the bright of Eleuthia, is a tiny glass window bridge. We have a video coming up of that. We're going to take you away in the second half of the show. And we're also going to take you to my favorite place on earth, Aruba. Every year for the last 35, 40 years, Aruba has had a international tennis event, amateur tennis event. And it's been held at Aruba. It goes on every Veterans Day. And I'm going to show you the hotel that we use for this event. So all that's coming up in the second half of the show. And they simply say, when you need to cool off after lounging in the summer sun in Aruba, this particular place, their fresh water pools offer a refreshing oasis, perfect to enjoy. All that's coming up in the second half of the show. But the topic of the show today is not being able to travel is officially making us miserable. So I know I haven't traveled any place but to Cleveland. I wanted to go to Detroit last week, but I decided against it. And I'm planning to travel to Las Vegas Columbus Day. Normally every year, Labor Day, I take a cruise so that when I go on my cruise, it's summer, and when I come back from my cruise, it's fall. This year, I'm not able to do that. I'm not able to do that this year because of the coronavirus. But those are my plans. I plan to get back traveling. My first trip is Las Vegas. I plan to fly to Las Vegas for Columbus Day for a few days around Columbus Day. So, again, the topic of the show is not being able to travel is officially making us miserable. Apparently, not being able to travel the world right now is taking a huge emotional toll on us. And if you're fed up about the fact that all those holidays you thought you would be going on this year has been postponed, disrupted, or canceled, well, you're definitely not alone. If your lack of travel plans have left you feeling lower than expected, second half of the show, we're going to take you away on a dream vacation. A dream vacation that will just make you feel like no other place on earth. We're going to take you to that for the second half of the show. So stay tuned, and we're going to take you to we're going to take you to a place that'll give you the vacation of a lifetime, this absolute vacation of a lifetime. So right now, you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. My name is Ricky Tyus, and I'm from Tyus Tours and Travel. And if you like the background music, give us a call. Let us know. Give us a call at 877-932-9766. If you have any comments about what we talked about on today's show, give us a call. Give us a call and let us know, because we'll be glad to hear from you. We want to hear from you. We want you to give us your opinions on a lot of things going on today. So give us a call at 877-932-9766. And again, in the second half of the show, we're going to talk about a dream vacation. Look up in the sky, it's a superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyus from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's Ash Kickin'.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash-kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% Black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
ASHKICKIN. Shop Ash-kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
La Glory Soul Food Cafe, a taste of Southern classics, located at 3350 Allegheny Avenue in Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, call 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com. Soul food specials on Wednesdays. Get the menu at LaGloriesCafe.com for the best eating in town.
That's La Glory Soul Food Cafe, 3350 Allegheny Avenue, Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, dial 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com.
Now we back from paying the bills, baby. Maybe we'll fire the landlord. This next song is dedicated to all the cool cats and...
Attention, Central Ohio.
Stand by for an important message.
Someone once said, these times, like all times, are good times if we just know what to do. Linco Realty says this is the best time to buy or sell a home because interest rates are the lowest in history. Linco Realty has been providing real estate services for over 40 years in Central Ohio. Let us help you fire your landlord. If you have questions on pre-approvals, credit scores, down payments, financing, down payment assistance programs, schools, or other real estate questions, go to LincoRealty.com or call us at 614-375-2289. Again, 614-375-2BUY. Fire your landlord. Call us at 614-375-2289. Check out LincoRealty.com, then start packing.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33. With not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Look, up in the skies, the superhero of travel is Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. And today we're talking about not being able to travel is officially making us miserable. Fed up about the fact that all those holidays you thought you would be going on this year has been postponed, disrupted, or canceled. Well, you're definitely not alone. And if your lack of travel plans have left you feeling lower than expected, we have the vacation of a lifetime that we're offering you. Okay? We have the vacation of a lifetime that we're offering you. We have a video that will give you endless reasons why you should take this vacation of a lifetime. Okay? And not being able to travel the world right now is leaving all of us in a funk. But when you're ready to travel, we can offer you the vacation of a lifetime. There are endless reasons why you need this vacation to get you out of your funk. And this company has spent 40 years bringing guests to the very best of everything, from never-ending activities, from golf, golf courses designed by Greg Norman, scuba diving, coral reefs, five-star global restaurants. You know, they have bars that only pour premium brand liquor. And for those seeking the romantic luxury vacation of a lifetime, you know, they offer Love Nest Butler Suites. And you can visit us at tirestours.com for all the information about it. But we have a video that explains it better than what I can talk about. And then after that, we will take you on a trip to the Bahamas to visit a glass window bridge. This bridge separates the Atlantic Ocean from let's just put it this way. The Atlantic Ocean is on one side, which is one color, and on the other side of the bridge clear blue water. It's like the waters are two different. But first, we're going to start with the vacation of a lifetime. There are endless reasons why Sandals Resorts have been deemed the best all-inclusive resort in the world, time and time again. And it's really simple. Sandals has spent nearly 40 years bringing guests the very best of everything, from never-ending activities, from golf legend Greg Norman designed greens, to scuba diving, the best coral reefs in the world. Dining means five-star global gourmet chef design cuisine at up to 16 restaurants per resort. All bars pour only premium brand liquors. And for those seeking the romantic luxury vacation of a lifetime, Sandals offers Love Nest Butler Suites. So visit tirestours.com or call Tires Tours and Travel at 866-547-5362 to book your getaway today. So, if not being able to travel is making you miserable, we have the answer for you. We absolutely have an answer for you, and we can offer you the vacation of a lifetime. For you and a significant other, you can be pampered by butlers. You can be picked up at the airport in a BMW or Mercedes-Benz. It's luxury from the time you get there to the time you leave. And again, give us a call at Tires, Tours, and Travel at 866-547-5362. And it's just a wonderful thing to do for you and a significant other after suffering so much in 2020 and not being able to travel. But they offer gourmet restaurants. They offer premium liquor. And all this is all inclusive. Everything's included in the price. You know, for all the activities that you want to do, they offer a lot of activities that you can do. They pour premium liquor. It's really an amazing vacation. And you can be pampered by a butler. I've had people tell me that they want to take the butler home because the butler is so good. You know, but you can be pampered. There's activities you can do. There's excursions that you can take. So all this and more is available for the vacation of a lifetime. So next we want to take you down. We want to take you on a ride down Queens Highway in Elitha, Bahamas. They're tucked between the Atlantic Ocean, and the bright of Elitha is the tiny glass window bridge, and your chance to be in two places at one time, and your chance to be in two places at once. The glass window bridge is one of the most popular attractions, many times referred to as the narrowest place on earth. The bridge is located just north of Gregorytown on the northern end of Elitha Island. The man-made bridge took the place of a naturally formed bridge of rock that was destroyed in a hurricane. From the bridge, you can see the contrast between the dark blue Atlantic Ocean churning away and the calm turquoise waters of the Bahama Bank. The colors are truly amazing. And it's something that will blow you away when you see it. The colors are truly amazing. And not to change the subject, but there's another place on earth that happens. And I call it the greatest place on earth. Is Los Cabos. It's where the Sea of Cortez meets the Atlantic Ocean. But this is a bridge they're talking about. And if you look on the water, this is in the Bahamas. One side is the Atlantic Ocean, which is dark blue. And then on the other side of the bridge is the calm turquoise waters of the Bahama Bank. You know, how amazing is that to see? And then in the middle, if you look real close, in the middle, there's a glass bridge. There's a glass bridge, but that's what we're talking about. We're talking about how one side is turquoise blue and the Atlantic Ocean is dark. It's amazing, one amazing place to be. And when you take a ride down Queens Highway, this is tucked between the Atlantic Ocean and the Bahama Bank. And it's this tiny glass bridge. And it's your chance to be in two places at once. The glass window bridge is one of the more popular attractions, many times referred to as the narrowest place on earth. The bridge is located just north of Gregorytown on the northern end of Elitha Island. The man-made bridge took the place of a naturally formed bridge of rock that was destroyed in a hurricane. From the bridge, you can see the contrast between the dark blue Atlantic Ocean churning away and the calm turquoise water of the Bahama Bank. The colors are truly amazing. You know, so if you want to get away, you know, if not being able to travel the world right now has taken a huge emotional toll, you know, one of the things that we talked about is start planning your vacation now. Start planning where you want to go, what you want to do. This is one of the places that you absolutely, positively need to see. And it's called the Glass Window Bridge. It's totally amazing. It will blow you away. So again, this show, we're talking about the fact that not being able to travel is officially making us miserable. So we've given you the vacation of a lifetime from Sandals Resorts. We've taken you to the Bahamas and showed you the glass window bridge, how the Atlantic Ocean, the dark Atlantic Ocean, is one side is dark color, and on the Bahama bank on the other side is turquoise blue calm waters. And another place this happens is Las Cabas, Mexico. It also happens there, where it's where the Atlantic Ocean meets the Sea of Cotes, and they meet, and on one side, the sea is one color, and on the other side, the Atlantic Ocean is another color. It's totally amazing. Those are the two places on Earth that you need to visit if you've never been there. So every year around Veterans Day, we have a amateur tennis event in Aruba, which has been going on for over 40 years. And the amateur tennis event is held in Aruba at one of the all-inclusive clubs. Okay? This event takes place every year around Veterans Day. It's actually called the Veterans Day Invitational Tennis Event. And one of the things that I advertise is that you don't have to be a tennis player to attend, because they have so many activities, and you get to see Aruba. You get to see Aruba not as a guest, but you get to see Aruba from the standpoint of the people that live there, because it's the people that live there that put this magnificent event on. And this place is called Aruba Diva. Aruba is an all-inclusive hotel. And after spending a day lounging in the summer sun, they have freshwater pools offering a refreshing oasis perfect for you to enjoy. So this is one of the places where we hold this event at every year around Veterans Day. And I just want to take you on a tour of what it's like to just be in the hotel. And this event, they have a champagne night. They have different activities going on. Even if you're not playing tennis, they have all these host of activities going on to take care of you. And it's being hosted by the people of Aruba. So they're taking you to places that you wouldn't normally see, or things to do if you're just coming in on a cruise. Okay? But this is the event that normally starts on a champagne night is Tuesday. It starts on a Wednesday and runs through Sunday. This is the hotel that we use for this Aruba Invitational that normally goes around Veterans Day. Okay? And bar, restaurant, just some of the things to do there. I thought you may get a kick out of seeing what it looks like in Aruba at the Aruba Diva. And there's tennis courts there. And we actually hold the event there. Rates for this event, and I don't know what rates would be this year, but in the past, the rates have only been $85 a night. Okay, so you can't beat that. You can't beat that like with a stick. But it's just an amazing place to visit. Aruba is my favorite place to visit on Earth. I always say that Aruba is a desert in the middle of the ocean. It's just an amazing place to visit. And a place close to Aruba that is also an amazing place to visit is Curacao. But today we're talking about Aruba and all the things that you can do and be hosted to do in Aruba. Aruba has amazing beaches. There's so many excursions you can do. This particular hotel offers a host of things to do. They have bingo night. They have casino. They just have 1,000 things to do. Yoga, rock climbing wall. There's just amazing things to do. They have 1,000 beaches. And again, my statement about Aruba is that it's the desert in the middle of the ocean. And this event that we host every year is called the Aruba Tennis Invitational. And it's always around Veterans Day. Unfortunately, this is August, and I've not gotten information on this year's event. But I thought I would talk about it anyway. It's a way to get your mind away from everything going on. You can play golf, and of course, it's a tennis event. But it's just a way to get your mind away from everything going on in the world. We want to take you to some places that'll just take you away from all the doom and gloom that's going on in the world and all the things that we have to look forward to once this pandemic is under control. I think the pandemic is something that we will have to learn how to live with, but once we have it under control, we can get back to traveling, and these are just some of the places that you can travel to once this is over. And this resort, you can come relax with us under the palm trees and enjoy your own all-inclusive tropical getaway by booking with TyresTours.com. And right now they have a welcome back sale going on that you might be interested in. But every year for the last 35, 40 years, we have hosted an Aruba Invitational Tennis event. So far, this is August, and I've not heard word about if it's going on this year. But in past years, we've always hosted a tennis event around Veterans Day in Aruba, and people come from all over the world. They come from all over the world for this. It's a tremendous event, and even if you don't play tennis, you can still come because there's so many things to do. There's casinos. There's champagne night. They have a night that's bingo night. There's so many different things to do, but just something to take you away from all the doom and gloom that's going on in the world. We stated that this pandemic has kept people from traveling, and everybody's feeling blue. They're feeling doomed, and we just want to take you to some places that you can look forward to once the pandemic is over, once all this is done, that you can look forward to and start thinking about. Start planning your vacation now. You know, start planning where you want to go. Start planning what you want to do. Start planning what you want to eat. And Tyus Tours and Travel can help you do all that. Give us a call at 866-547-5362. There's enough information out there that people are starting to travel again. The airlines has had more passengers in the month of July than they had before the pandemic started. So people are starting to travel again. People are starting to get out there with the new rules that they impose as of today or yesterday, that you don't have to quarantine for 14 days when you return. Should open up a lot of people to traveling. Cruise ships will start sailing again in November, and we have all that available for you. You can make an appointment with us. We can sit down and talk, and we can start looking towards the future and get out of 2020. Yeah, you know, one of the things that I talked about that I like to do is to take a cruise on Labor Day. If I leave that day before Labor Day, when I leave is summer, when I come back is fall. You know, and that's something I like to do, but I won't be able to do this year. This Aruba Invitational Tennis Tournament that we're talking about, don't know if it's going to happen this year. They haven't sent me the information yet, but I'm hoping that they still have it. It's not till November, Veterans Day. You know, it's going to be after the elections. Depending on how the election go, we're going to need to get away. So that's my second trip plan for 2020 if everything opens up. You know, so just stay tuned. You know, we're going to be taking you to different places in our shows. We're going to take you to different places. This year we've given you the vacation of a lifetime from Sandals Resorts. We've also talked about the Glass Bridge in the Bahamas, which is available if you just travel to the Bahamas. And we also talked about Aruba. Aruba is my destination on Earth. It's the place if I could afford to move to and retire, I would live in Aruba. You know, no hurricanes. Temperature is 80 degrees year-round. Perfect. Now, but you have to get used to these little critters crawling around on the sidewalk, you know. But other than that, fantastic place. Fantastic place to visit. And next show, we'll talk about Curacao, which is in the same area off the Atlantic. And Curacao has a unique history. What's unique about Curacao is that it's the world's youngest nation. They just got their independence. But back during the slavery days, it was a route. America had passed a law that it was unlawful to bring slaves from Africa. So they would take slaves to these Caribbean islands. And Curacao still has all the caves that they stored the slaves in to teach them how to be slaves before they came to America. Okay, just a little history. But on the next show, we'll try and bring Curacao to you and what it's like to visit Curacao and all the history that's involved in Curacao. But right now, we're showing you the Sandals Resorts and the Vacation of a Lifetime. Five-star Global Gourmet, premium liquor, Butler. They have Love Nest Butler Suites. All that's included in the price. And we'll offer you the vacation of a lifetime. So, with that said, we're trying to get you away from the doom and gloom of everything that's going on. You know, we talked about the NBA, how they boycotted. We talked about how the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will not be the same way it's been in the past, unfortunately. We talked about how a bright spot is the TSA has collected over $926,000 in unclaimed money. But if you lose your money, how do you go about claiming it? And they say, you know, you just go to one of the offices at the airport. But if you're flying from San Francisco to New York, and you don't discover that your money is missing until you get to New York, how are you going to claim it? So there's just some of the things that we talked about in the second half of the show. We also talked about how a mother and her six kids were kicked off a JetBlue flight flying from Orlando to New York because the two-year-old would not keep her mask on. So they kicked the mother and six kids off the flight. Pretty amazing. But again, we're trying to get you away from all the doom and gloom. Look up in the sky. It's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyus from It's Your Time to Travel, able to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard.